Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, what you got, baby?
A little bit unsettled.
Don't let them get to you and try to...
Who?
The fans are disappointed.
No, it's kind of...
They think we're not as close.
Fans don't bother me. Fans don't bother me.
But you got off Twitter, they do. There, I got you on that one. Checkmate.
Whatever you say. This is just a weekend where golf's kind of slipped through the cracks.
You didn't even golf Wednesday.
I know.
Why do you say it like that? You get what, hip bothering you?
No, hip's great.
What happened?
I just didn't feel like rushing over to play golf on Wednesday.
All right.
But, I got a bunch of guys who are on a golf trip. I got another couple guys that are out of town. So I got nothing going this weekend. I went to my new best friend, Carter Chickering, see if he wanted to get out on Olympic. He's not going to be here this weekend, unfortunately.
You got to invite Carter?
No, he's got the juice.
He asked me for the invite.
Dude, wow. Carter, real quick, Simon, before you finish.
You do that well. You invite yourself to places as well as anybody.
Are you saying
you're not
I just
invited.
Did that with Bonte?
With what?
You drafted McCaffrey. Speaking to the mic for the 95.7 The Game League, how devastating possibly was this news for a pick that you spent a lot on?
Yeah, I think people are making a lot of it because I picked three starting running backs after him, too. So I'm like, it sucks, but it was a high risk. I knew it. And I have Justin Jefferson in my only other league, and that's why I left him for you. It's like, if he got hurt, I was done in two leagues.
Okay, before you go, forget fantasy. Would you play him if you're the Niners?
Not if you see a long-term future with him past this year, right? Like, even if you see one more year after
this
year,
you can see it, Carter. I'll say you're dead wrong on that. Ain't no, this is medical. This is you could want to see his body's telling you the check engine light's on. So to Big Smoothie's point, I think I'm ready to ride the caddy until you got to come AAA.
If this is it, which I think they're looking at, like, this is your last ride, dude, like, then you're playing him.
Yeah. And he might even want to play, Steiny. You can't.
You can't play. I mean, if he's not 100%, that football to me is a little bit different.
Okay, give me this real quick. Was he 100% Sunday night in Buffalo before he had the PCL injury?
He kind of looked it. He looked great that day.
You know what? So we'll say he was 100 then. Like when he went out there at 89. It's crazy. I don't know what, but this is altering. It's their future.
That's great. That's a great word. That's a great word. Does this alter your expectations? And my feeling is no. Not yet. I mean, again.
Not yet.
Again, I get it. There's two sides of this. One is you can absolutely be concerned and be worried. I mean, there's no doubt about that. At the same time, he was limited at practice. So maybe it was just a super duper precaution, and maybe he may sit out this week and play week two. I don't know. But Carter Chickering, ladies and gentlemen, could work for the San Francisco 49ers front office. And I'll tell you why.
Tell him.
It's because both the San Francisco 49ers front office and Carter Chickering had insurance policies for Christian McCaffrey. Who's your second running back, Carter? I know it's not Brian Robinson.
No, I have Cook, okay. And I have Omarion Hampton, and then I have Ford,
right,
too,
enough.
From Cleveland.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate that.
Way to go, Carter. Oh,
I gave him a compliment. He could work for the 49ers front office.
And then you backhanded him. All right, that's enough.
Like, here's my...
Just tell me I'm being...
You are.
No.
You're being.
No, because you're going the other way, and you're not doing it for the show.
I'm not doing it for the show. I'm absolutely not doing it for the show. There's still a 10-win team in my mind. They are. And I'm not factoring in McCaffrey not playing at all this year, Goo. I'm not factoring in McCaffrey playing every game this year. I don't know. But even with what we know right now, I'm still calling this a 10-win team. How about 49er fans?
Man, let's hear it.
If you had to give a prediction yesterday at this time, and now you have to give one today at this time, just on the simple fact that he was limited yesterday, do you really revise your win total?
Oh, hell yes.
I do not. Not for limited at practice.
Who's limited, if it were Purdy or anybody else, Donnie, you're right. This is the Ferrari we're talking about. The Rari that only played four games. And Willard,
you know,
and
most
every
Ferraris
49er reporter
spend.
Was saying he looked fresh. And I believe it. Something happened.
Okay.
We're three days away from the
Something
game.
Happened. He got hurt again.
How, though?
Who and cares? He's always 29.
That's what I'm saying, Steiny. That's called age.
Thank you. Don't expect Trent Williams to play 17 games.
Father Time was in the bushes on McCaffrey. Everybody said he was looking fresh.
Yeah, Trent Williams.
That's why I was waiting on him in
Christian
the bushes.
Christian looks fantastic. He looks like Offensive Player of the Year, Christian. So that's really, really refreshing to see, knowing that, you know, what he had to deal with last year, just a little nicks and knacks and, you know, not being able to do what he loved. To see him out there this year 100% healthy, treating every play like it's his last, playing with his hair on fire. It really motivates the guys when you got a generational talent like that that brings it to work and in practice every day.
All right, Trent Williams.
So was he going too hard in practice? I did hear hair on fire.
Okay, let's say he was going too hard at practice. Okay, what's that mean?
That would probably happen in the game, but I'd feel better if it was happening in the game.
I mean,
and I got to say something. Daryl L. Johnson the first, and there is a second. Miss me with guys looking fresh in football without getting tackled.
That's like telling me how many three-pointers
you made in practice.
Oh my God.
That's just where I'm at.
This from the same guy.
No,
first hour and a half of the show to talk about Steiny. This is crazy. He was looking so good. Everybody said he was looking great.
Yeah, I
and
didn't
now
say
you're
it.
Say, but now you're saying that did that. You knew they were lying.
You know, when Willard said it at the summit, I said, because he saw it when he went to the practice, I said, guys are not getting tackled. That's where the stuff happens. So now why I'm way more concerned is you weren't even getting hit and this happened. So, you know, you got the sound you just played from Trent Williams, you know.
Yeah.
Something was about to go or blow. And it sounds like the furnace... The pilot got lit, because that's all we can think on, man. I don't like any of it.
Well, the other thing is, like, we've acknowledged you worry more about injuries than anybody else.
And I was correct on this
one. And that's right. So don't be surprised. McCaffrey's health. McCaffrey's health. Oh my God, Steiny. What if? Okay, guess what? You worried so much about it? He is hurt. Good job. So it shouldn't be a surprise. If you're worried about something and it happens, that means it's not a surprise.
Okay, but I took the intel of everybody that went out to practice or practices.
I thought you just said that doesn't mean anything.
Now I'm double back in saying that because, Steiny, look at me. It does it now, right?
Say it. Trent Williams is a liar.
No, he's not
a
liar.
He is.
He commented on what he saw, but it wasn't really factual because he hadn't been tackled.
So Trent Williams, you don't think he can assess running back talent?
Play it again. It means nothing. It's hollow. Sleepy.
Here's
nothing.
Where you would go. Like, you wouldn't say that to his face.
I would.
Trent Williams. How did he look in gym shorts?
But we don't want
That's
to see what
it.
Happened.
That's not it.
Want.
That one's it.
Christian looks fantastic. He looks like Offensive Player of the Year, Christian. So that's really, really refreshing to see, knowing that, you know, what he had to deal with last year, just a little nicks and knacks and, you know, not being able to do what he loved. To see him out there this year 100% healthy, treating every play like it's his last, playing with his hair on fire, it really motivates the guys when you got a generational talent like that that brings it to work and in practice every day.
Liar.
I'm not. No, it's not lying. Nobody's being malicious. It's just like, this is who I am. I'm not ashamed of it. It's not. Did you go a little too hard in gym shorts?
Oh, my God.
Because Tripp mentioned that. Hair on fire. Could you say that for the game? Just a thought.
Shouldn't practice hard.
No.
Don't practice hard.
You know what I mean. Just preserve yourself.
Okay, so he was hurt for all but four games last year. He comes to training camp. Isn't that when you're supposed to push your injury, you know, push it to see what you got?
Well, I can see how, especially if he thinks he's not hurt and he wouldn't have looked like Trenton Willard and everybody said. I get it.
I mean, here's the way I look at it. If you wanted Kyle Shanahan fired for running Trey Lance into the line 12 straight times, which you said you did, then you know what? You should want Shanahan fired for making McCaffrey go too hard at practice.
Now you're being Don Wrinkles. Ridiculous. Come on, Stoney.
Who else fell for this?
Baldy didn't. That's what that.
If I had to tell you who out of all 90 guys has looked the most impressive on the practice field so far through a week, slam dunk Christian McCaffrey. I've seen Christian McCaffrey working at full speed for several practices, and I was joking at first on day one. I'm not joking anymore. I think he might have gained a step. And over 2024 for sure. Comparing it to 2023 is going to be tough, but consider the fact that his body probably relatively fresh now compared to where it was in 2023 coming off of the long 22 run as well. I wouldn't surprise me if Christian McCaffrey is moving just a little bit quicker than he was in that sensational 2023 season. He looks like he's added a little bit of muscle, not like an alarming amount to where it would slow him down, but probably just to be able to absorb some of the physical punishment that comes over the course of the season. And I can tell you for sure that Christian is extremely motivated and extremely locked in. I know that he pays attention to some of the noise out there, and I know that he uses it as fuel. And he made a couple awesome catches the other day. I think he's running really well, and I think that he looks absolutely great out on that football field.
All right, that was David Lombardi of the San Francisco Standard.
Yeah, Dave's the man.
That was from a few weeks back.
But Stoney, there's an account on X. It's called Freezing Cold Takes. With the news we have now after hearing that, it's like, he saw that. I believe David, he saw that.
Why can't
now
you
look
be,
where
why,
we're at?
Yeah, but why can't you be right? Something happened. Like he was good and he got re-injured yesterday or 2 days ago. Like
you might be right about that. No,
like,
but
we don't know if he got hurt or if
something
he's
happened.
Sore. Like he's experiencing soreness.
But wouldn't
at this
that
point.
Be different than was held out of practice?
Well, he was limited. He was limited. So
and we're talking about a calf or Achilles, Donnie, which means it could go at any time. So it's not like, I got a headache. It's I'm feeling something down there.
Right.
And last year you missed 13 games. You had the PCL, but I don't know how you remedy this. I don't know what you do.
You don't. You got to manage it. He's got an injury that's going to need to be dealt with game after game after game after game. It's going to have to be, it's going to have to be managed.
Yeah.
In some way, just, you know, like, I mean, Curry has been managed over the course of his career at times. So I think the 49ers are just going to have to try to do that and see what it looks like.
And I know I said earlier I was having fun that he was going too hard, but I'm double backing, Stoney. He's busting his ass to make sure he can trust his body. And on the days that everybody went and saw him, that's what he looked like. So, again, I'm not saying he didn't look spectacular. And I guess when it's all said and done, he should be pushing himself to make sure he's ready. And then now something new happened. He felt something. But man, Stoney, we saw with Durant. We just saw it in the finals with our guy in Indiana. Like Halliburton, this is nothing to play with. So I just don't know how you manage it playing NFL football and you need burst and you use your lower extremities. Like, Stoney, how can he get this to where it'll never be a concern again?
It's never not going to be a concern. It's just not.
That's serious.
It's kind of like, what's the Curry? Like, you know, Curry's got some hamstring stuff. He's got to constantly monitor. Here's what you do.
You have to manage his load. And I know we don't like the word load management, but I think that you have to take into account how much wear and tear has been on his body, what he's been dealing with. And we know that whenever McCaffrey has a huge season in terms of lots of touches, his body breaks down. So what can you do? Maybe you don't give him 20, 30 touches a game. Maybe you have 10 to 15. Maybe you're giving him, you know, a little bit more rest during the week. So I think it's just basically having him isolated for those big plays and not just running him into the ground so his body begins to break down. And it's also when soreness pops up, you're going to be a little bit more cautious like this. So maybe that is what the team's doing right now, but you have to utilize him, yes, so that he's able to be there for the whole season.
And the scary part about that, from the doc is, Steiny, he didn't have a heavy workload last year. You know, he got hurt. We thought he healed. He put in the work to come back. And now this is happening without that big workload.
James is in Oakland. Hey, James, what's going on, man?
Great show, fellas.
Oh, thanks.
I think we're in for a big surprise with the Seahawks because Sam Darnold, to me, I watched him practice for a long time. I always thought, for my fantasy team, he's always been good. And I think he's going to have a good game against the Niners. He's super tall. He can see everything. He's experienced, and he gets in the end zone. So the Niners are going to have their hands full, especially scoring, in my opinion, because Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall, they haven't played together all that well with my man Purdy. Even Purdy's got an injury on his leg. What if he tears something?
What's his injury? What's Purdy's injury?
Didn't he have his knee surgery before, right?
No, he's healthy. Yeah, he's scooting around that field.
You never know, though. I'm just saying, you never know. I mean, he's not. You're right. You're right. He is healthy, but in my mind, that's
injury's coming, huh?
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know on that turf.
Hey,
if you don't slide,
let me ask you this:
you get full of Garoppolo.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, James. Do we have to fire Buster Posey?
Yeah, I was just gonna ask him.
We're losing you.
You know what? Maybe it's a good thing. We're losing him.
Yeah, he was hating on Buster.
No!
He was hating on Buster.
Yeah, how you like me now?
A while ago.
You can't call in and say a guy had a leg in surgery. That dude's material, man.
Especially when he didn't. Right. Like, it's just factually incorrect.
He puts me in a good mood, though.
This is Kyle Shanahan a few weeks back talking about the workloads of McCaffrey and George Kittle.
Yeah, I do. You always want to keep working and stuff, but it's such a fine line. Like, those guys, they're ready physically when it starts, but they know they got to get through camp and stuff so their bodies can take it throughout the whole year. It's really tough when the way those guys play on Sunday, they can always throughout the year get a lot of work on Wednesday and Thursday. So if you don't get that work now, sometimes you never can catch it back up. The problem is stretching it all out. So we got to be smart with those guys. That's why those guys do get some fed days. It's kind of naturally happened with these scrimmages because we've had two on, one off, then we have to travel. Now we have tomorrow off, and then we'll see how the game goes. I haven't decided with all those guys yet, but there's not a lot of time in the game either.
All right, that was Kyle Shanahan talking about McCaffrey. I think it's interesting to note that it feels like football is different, where you use training camp to get into complete shape by week one.
Facts.
And I think that maybe in basketball, for example, you kind of ease into it once the season starts. So maybe the way they were testing McCaffrey was this: they wanted to get as close to game speed as they possibly could.
Yeah.
And he felt something.
Yeah, no doubt. And isn't that how you want to do it if you're an athlete, Stoney? I know you used to be. You want to trust yourself, and you got to push yourself to make sure you can handle it.
Coming up at noon today, we got Randy Cross, three-time Super Bowl champion. He was a member of the 49ers offensive line from 76 to 88. We usually have him on during football season, obviously.
He shoots it straight,
and,
too.
Yeah, he really does. He's kind of like me. He doesn't like the fans either. He ripped them once. He ripped the wine-sipping 49ers fans,
man, Randy.
One time. Tom Pelissero is a little more optimistic about the Christian McCaffrey thing, so let's sprinkle this one in.
I will say this cautiously. I do not get the sense, based on the conversations I've had so far, that there are alarm bells going off about Christian McCaffrey at this point. If there is any player you are going to take precautions with if he feels something in practice, it's the guy who's arguably your best player and missed most of last season because of a variety of different ailments. We also know that calf injuries can be tricky. At times, they are precursors to Achilles injuries. McCaffrey had issues with both his Achilles last year. Again, I do not get the sense that this is DEFCON 1 at this point, but the 49ers will be back out on the field this afternoon.
All right, Tom Pelissero, NFL Network.
He said cautiously, I love what we do, but I can't wait to hear Kyle talk today. Like, we'll get a lot from him, I believe, about expectations for this Sunday.
I feel like we won't.
Well, you can't play with the system. You can't up to a point, you know?
He's going to, don't we kind of know what he's going to say? Like, go ahead, ask me a question about McCaffrey.
Hey, Coach, yeah. What's McCaffrey's status this Sunday?
We'll see. He's working through some stuff.
Did he re-aggravate the calf from last year?
I felt a little soreness. We're just being cautious.
How worried are you?
Well, it's next man up mentality always for our football team.
Does this change how many touches you'll utilize McCaffrey, Coach?
We'll see about that. It depends a lot on how he's feeling and whether he can go. But you know how I am. If he's a go, I consider him a full go. And so the minute he steps on that field, I'll utilize him pretty similar to the way we've always utilized
Coach,
him.
Coach, before I get out of here, you going to see Lil Wayne tonight?
Got to be delicate.
I believe
calves.
It's Lil Wayne.
Yeah, at the Shoreline. Our Evan Giddings is going.
You know he named his son after him.
I'm proud that I delivered that years ago, Evan.
I do know that.
That is incredible. Kyle got swag, man.
I'm trying to think. I bet he.
Where is it?
At Chase Center or Levi's?
It's at the Shoreline.
Oh, Shoreline.
Yeah. Last time you've been there.
Shoreline?
Yeah. I saw Genuine, the singer there. Who'd you see? I was at a summer jam.
I can't even remember who I saw.
Probably know you were there.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's probably like Neil Young or it's probably one of four guys.
Sounds memorable.
What's going on with him today?
Now, listen, I'm looking at you like.
What's going on with him today?
It must have been a bad show. We've had some bad shows. But if you don't remember, like Genuine, the singer with Pony Steiny, I saw women throw stuff at him, the garments. It was incredible. Like, I'll never forget, I saw an artist make an audience of women go crazy.
Yeah. Was that Usher?
It was Genuine.
Oh. Like, is he more pop? I'll tell you who. I'll tell you women.
I want to hug you,
I'll tell
man.
You women love Maxwell.
Yeah.
They do. Now, I've seen Maxwell. I bet you don't believe that.
With who? Who performed, who'd you go with?
With my buddy Travis Stanley.
Two men went to see a concert?
Yeah, it was at the Paramount.
Oh my gosh.
What's your problem, dude?
That's like me and Relaford going to see the concert.
He had an extra ticket. He said, you want to check this guy Maxwell
Evan,
out?
Evan, like, help me out. Maybe I'm
You guys are the worst.
I gotta ask before we hit a break here. Did you know, like, were you familiar with Maxwell's game before you went?
Not really.
Okay, then you're in the clear.
Did you regret it?
No.
Okay, so you had a good time.
He has an incredible voice, but
I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't. That's the bottom line.
Oh, you guys, man.
Randy Cross coming up in 10 minutes. If I can last that long today, that segment also Crazy. Brought to you by...
I'm laughing at Evan, but man, I got something to help you with that.
That segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and also Caltrans.
Don't talk about that.